Pesachim Kuf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. I didn't pick this stem just because we're coming up on Pesach, although that is a good reason. Sho'olin v'dorshin shloshim yom lifnei achag. But the truth is that anybody giving an intro to Gemara Shir, it seems, the best place to start is in Parak Arvei Pesachim. Arvei Pesachim is the 10th parak of Pesachim. It's really the only one that the entire parak is relevant, exactly, is relevant to our Pesach. Nowadays, the other parakim deal with Chametz and the Korban Pesach and with Tumah and Tavar, actually, to a large degree. The 10th parak of Pesachim deals with the Seder along with various other bracha and tefila issues. So I picked, actually, the truth is that this Gemara over here that we're about to see is quite popular. It shows up in several different places. Unfortunately, the Masoras HaShas looks like we got cut off. Otherwise, I can tell you exactly where it shows up. But it's quite prominent. It shows up in a few different places in the exact same format. So if you've seen it here, you see at least I know of at least two other places where you'll see it. So you've already covered some percentage of Shas just by doing this. The Mishnah says, Mazgul al kos rishon, beshame oimrim. Tonight?
Oh no.
I don't know. So this is talking about, again, it's talking about the Seder. The first cup is coming out. The first cup is poured. Mazgu. Keep in mind that during the times of the Gemara, they didn't really have bottles of wine. They had powder. It was basically concentrated wine. Wine was concentrate that they carried around with them. And then they poured some water into it to make wine. That's why you always have this concept of mazgu lokos rishon. What does that mean? They poured water, diluted the wine. It was a concentrate, and they had to dilute it. A lot of halachos of wine don't make any sense to us nowadays. A lot of halachos of wine don't make any sense to us nowadays because it assumes that that's the context in which you were working. Like, you know, the amount that you need to be mevat or something in wine, right? It's something like a sixth or something. But that's all based on different configurations of wine, different configurations of making. Our wine is totally different than theirs.
How did they make powdered wine? Did they take the wine and dry?
I don't know if it was powdered, but it wasn't powdered. It was just very, kind of very,
very, very strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe, it wasn't powdered. Very, very strong.
It was concentrated. I don't know which Mishnah.
Good stuff on the top.
Right.
Then they would have like a concentrate, they had water in the eye.
Are you talking about what that feel means?
No.
What
Shabbat. The sieve and the funnel and.
Oh, that one. Oh, the shmarim.
It didn't make sense because the two things were the same. Like, both kept the stuff on the top.
Right. No, one of them was the shmarim that was being kept on the top, which is not the good stuff, and then. Yeah, not clear. but what you have over here is mazgulo kos rishon means that they pour this concentrate into the cup and then they pour water into the cup in order to dilute the wine. Beishami omer mevarech al hayom, v'yachadach mevarech al hayayin. The first cup of the Seder is essentially Kiddush. That's what it is. So Beishami says that first you make the bracha of Kiddush, right? The bracha of Kiddush Hayom. And then you make hagefen afterwards. Beisela omri mevarach al yayin. V'yachak mevarach al yom. Beisela say, no, first you make hagefen, and then you do kedusha sayon.
I remember the reason we have wine is a hekesh between schira and yayin, right?
Wine.
Why do we have wine on Shabbos?
In general, on Shabbos?
No, wine on Shabbos. It's a hekesh, it's like a zichira of zochas yom Shabbos lekache, right? Why do we have wine? It's many years ago. Why do we have wine? Why do we use wine on Shabbos to make Kiddush? Because it says there's a hekesh between the sechira of Zochas Yom HaShabbos, Zochar and Yain. And therefore, we use wine on Friday night. That's why we use wine for Kiddush. That's what I remember.
It's not ringing a bell. Wrong. It could be. I just thought we use wine because it's a good thing to use in general. We use wine for all kinds of things. It could be. I can't remember right now.
Okay, not sure how relevant it is for now. But the question is, okay, so
is the same thing true for Pesach? What?
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
why would you then make Kiddush? The Kiddush for San Pesach isn't the same Kiddush. It's a different kind of Kiddush.
Why would they have an argument over that?
Because the Kiddush on Pesach is the first of the four cups of wine.
Yeah. You happen to have four cups of wine. The first one's a Kiddush. It just is. You were going to have a Kiddush anyways. Then they added on three more. And they're in strategic places, most of them. Actually, only two of them, really. two of them are in strategic places. Also, one of them is at Kiddush, and the other one is at the end of the meal, also which is normal.
It has many reasons, that Kiddush. It's not only... I remember it's also
one of the four cups. Yeah, yeah, of course.
One of the four Vitorim of Geula, one of the... Of it's not only just like...
Of course, but it happens to be that is Kiddush.
You may, I think... Okay, so that's not relevant.
So the Gemara is going to describe why are Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel arguing about this. Tana Rabbanan. Dvarim Shemein Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel B'Se'uda. There's a braisa that describes the various disagreements that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have in regards to Se'udas in general, in regards to meals. Beis Shammai Omer Mevarech Al Hayom V'Yachakach Mevarech Al Hayayin Ipnei Shayom Gorem L'Yayin She'avo U'Kvar Kidesh Hayom V'Adayin Yayin Lova. So here you'll have the reasoning of Beis Shammai. It's basically the same as our Mishnah. As I told you, it shows up, this debate between the two of them shows up in many different places. This is just one form of it. So Riyah the Raisa says that Beis Shammai's stated reason for this is because Hayom Gorem Layayin Sheyavo Ukvar Kiddush Hayom Va'adayin Yayin Loba.
It's Chinese.
So the wine is nothing in and of itself. The only reason why you're having wine at all is because of the day. In other words, the only reason I'm drinking wine right now is because today is Pesach. But you can't say the opposite. You can't say the only reason why I'm having Pesach is because of wine. You can't say that. So what's the primary? The Pesach, right? Neshayom goren liayin sheyavo ukvar kideshayom vaadayin yayin loba. And since the truth is that the day is already sanctified. I'm not sanctifying the day when I say Kiddush. The day is already sanctified. Inasmuch as man sanctifies the holidays, that's only in choosing the day. But we don't get to decide when Shkia starts. Yeah, well, either way, once Tzeis HaKochavim passes, which is, you're not going to make Kiddush anyways until then, nowadays, the day is sanctified. So it's not you that's doing it. So the day is already sanctified. So you better hurry up quickly and say the bracha on the Kiddush Hayom, right? And what's Beis Shammai's shita? Mevarech al hayom, v'achar kach mevarech al ha-yayin. That's his stated reason. Why do we make Kiddush? Why do we make Kiddush on the yom first and only afterwards say the bracha on the wine? Because the wine is only tafel, and anyways, it didn't happen yet.
I didn't understand Beis Hillel, so.
I didn't say it.
Okay.
Beis Hillel omrim, no, mevarech al yayin, v'achar kach mevarech al hayom. We make the wine first. Beis Hillel gives two reasons. He gives two reasons to figure out which one takes priority. Number one, it's true that the day is already sanctified, and the only reason you're making Kiddush is because of the day. But you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush without wine. So the cheftza of the mitzvah of Kiddush right now is the wine. So that takes primary consideration. And in addition to that, tadir v'sheinu, tadir kodem. Wine is something that we all the time make a bracha on. That's true.
And I would say the day is holier than the wine. So you should, in this case, you should, according to that, you should. Or Mailin B'Kodesh.
That would be a good thing to bring in over here.
And you can say the other way around. You can say Mailin B'Kodesh. The day is holier, therefore you should start with the wine and then move on to the day. You can use lots of reasons, but don't seem to be real reasons for putting one first and one second.
No, the only reason, he gave two reasons. Tadir Rishin and Tadir is one of the reasons.
Yeah,
nobody brings up Malin Bakodesh, nobody brings up Makodesh and otherwise, because I think Tadir would take precedence over those anyways. Tadir is pretty much a grade A spar.
Every day you put on Tadir's before Tadir. Not because of Tadir.
Okay.
But my number Kodesh.
That's true.
I said, there's loads of
it. I don't know if that's really more Tadir.
Mm-hmm.
You do it 6 days a week and 7 days a week. I'm not sure.
It's pretty, I'm sure. But I think it's maybe it's coming more relevant now why we make a kiddush on wine. What I asked at the beginning about Shabbos. If it's more relevant.
You can't insert things into the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say.
No, but why do you make kiddush in the first place on wine? Maybe we should start with that. Well, we're saying there's a golem, there's a, and there's a golem, there's a. Why in the first place? Why do we make kiddush on bread? Why do we make it on wine? It's just like an assumed here that we make kiddush on wine. But mm-hmm. why? If it's so important, if it comes first, it comes second, so why do we need wine? Why not make it on kegel?
Wine is a mechubad thing that they had during the times of the Gemara. And we still do. It doesn't even matter if you came up with another reason. You'd still have to deal with the Gemara.
No, but then there would be a reasoning behind which would be first and which would be second. Because I think the reasoning for using wine is because of the hekesh to remembrance, which is why on Shabbos, when you're meant to remember the Bris Olam.
Even if that were the case, you'd still have to deal with the Gemara. Beisham Beisela arguing about something specific. Beisela's reasoning is Tadir Chino Tadir Tadir Kodem, plus this other svar that he gives.
What's his other svar?
His two svars are Tadir Chino Tadir Tadir Kodem, and exactly. The reason why we're making any bracha is because we have the wine to make the bracha on, so you should probably address that first. So the Gemara says, not very surprising, but usually Hilchasa is actually, as we said, is an addition by the Savarayim, one of the few things that they added to the Gemara. The Savarayim is the Savarayim, Rabbanan Savarai. They're in between the Amarayim and the Gaonim. Short period. I personally don't know any of them. I don't know any of their names.
Gaonim?
Right, in between the Amarayim and the Gaonim. So you had the Tanayim, and then the Amarayim, and then you had these Savarayim. Right. In between, basically after the Stimas HaTalmud, and before the Gaonim, like a 200-year period there, where you had these Savarayim, who were kind of putting on the finishing touches, adding some things like this, Hilchasa, Kedivrei, whoever. That's one of the things that they famously did.
You normally see a Mishnah where you have Beis Shammai first and Beis Hillel second. I always, for some reason, I recollect it's always.
I can't say whether it's both ways, but I mean, one of the things that the Gemara lauds Beis Hillel for is that they always said Beis Shammai's opinion before they said their own. So maybe it's a residue of that. I don't know.
I remember it's always said Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and Halacha is Beis Hillel. Okay, whatever.
Not sure. But the Gemara says, wait a second though, my davar acher. Why do they have to give my dalet aleph, my davar acher? Why is Beis Hillel giving two reasons? Why didn't they just give one reason? Right? The Gemara doesn't like to believe in aggregate reasoning, meaning if one svara is not good enough and the other svara is not good enough, putting them together is not going to make it good enough. So it should be one or it should be the other. So the Gemara says, v'chite mahasam tarte v'hachachada achanam tarte ninhu. You'll tell me, oh no, Beis Hillel was trying to gang up in Beis Shammai. He said, I have two reasons, you only have one, I win. So the Gemara says, no, it's not going to work, because you know what the truth is, Beis Shammai also has two.
Shema.
What's the two? If you look at Rashi, Rashi over here doesn't help us. I think that's fair. When the Gemara is brought up, it does.
Also here,
Beis
Hillel has two. It didn't answer why Beis Hillel has two. You see why Beis Hillel has two? Nafik Baskol, why Baskol came out, that's his two.
No, that's after. That's dealing with Halacha for the Rebbe Sela. Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, rather. Beis Shammai himself had two reasons. Okay? Veshame says, Mirach Hayom Vach, Kach Mirach Hayom, Nishayom Goron Liayin Shiyavo, Ukvar Kiddush Hayom Vadayin Yan Loba. The Gemara sees that as two different reasons. Number one is because the day is what causes the wine, right? We wouldn't be having wine without the day. And number two, Kfar Kiddush Hayom Vadayin Yan Loba. The day has already been sanctified, and the wine hasn't come, so you should quickly hurry up and make the bracha on the yom, which happened first. Right? So Beis Shammai has two different reasonings. Number one, that the day is the primary, because it's what causes us to drink wine. And number two, the day came first, because it's already been sanctified, I already have to make a bracha on it, and I don't yet have to make a bracha on wine, because I'm not ready to drink it yet. Mm-hmm. Now, the Gemara says, so why does Beis Hillel have to give two reasons? Because he needs to combat Beis Shammai. In other words, the Gemara is kind of translating Beis Shammai, what they would say. The Gemara says,
two reasons for
Beis Shammai. Oh, really? Beis Shammai says two different things. Number one, that the day itself is what causes us to drink the wine, which means that it's more primary.
Okay. And the other one is that the day has already arrived,
so we should make a bracha on it now, first. There's it came first in the line. It's the first in the line. What?
Because if he's saying it's an Aviyah, if we get the wine, we have to make a bracha before the yom.
No.
Beis Shammai says that we sanctified the day.
Right.
Sanctified the day.
The day is sanctified already, so we must make the bracha on the day.
Nothing to do with the wine. The wine comes after that.
Because
you can't say hurry up now. Let's do the wine because we already sanctified the day.
No, not hurry up. Do the wine. Hurry up. Let's do the day. Beis Shammai thinks we make the bracha on the day first.
Right. So that's his only reason.
No, he has two reasons. Right. Number one, the day is the primary because the only reason we're drinking wine is because of the day.
Right.
Number two, we have to make the bracha on the day first because it happened first.
Okay. So it happened first and it's come first.
It happened first, the day happened first, and it's primary. Those are the two reasons that Beis Shammai is giving. So the Gemara says, why did Beis Hillel need two reasons? Because Beis Shammai had two reasons. That's how it goes. My Davar Acher, why does Beis Hillel need two different reasons? Because V'chitei Mahasam Hartarti V'achachada Hachanami Tarti Ninu Tadr V'sheinu Tadr Tadr Kodem. Because you might think that since Beis Shammai has two reasons, so Beis Hillel is going to lose unless he comes up with two reasons, so he comes up with two reasons also. Then the Gemara continues and says, "V'halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel." Right? That's known. Halacha is k'divrei Beis Hillel. So the Gemara immediately says, "What do you mean, Shita? Of course, the halacha is k'divrei Beis Hillel. The Hanafik Basco. There was a Basco that said the halacha is k'divrei Beis Hillel. Right? When was that Basco? That Basco was back in the day." If you look at Rashi, Maseches Erev in Perek Kama, there was a Baskel that came out after Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were having many arguments. Mm-hmm. And the Baskel said Beis Hillel is correct. So then why do we need the Gemara to say Halacha K'divrei Beis Hillel? Of course the Halacha is K'divrei Beis Hillel. So the Gemara answers,
and the
Baskel, Ibai Seima, two often different
reasons. Why does it come back and say, oh, hang on a second.
What?
It says that it's according to Beis Hillel. Tomorrow,
Allah, no, Beis Hillel.
Then why do they come back and say, hang on, are we having second thoughts?
No, that's saying the halacha shouldn't be like Beis Hillel. They're saying, of course the halacha is like Beis Hillel. The halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Why do you have to tell me that? Why do you have to tell me the halacha is like Beis Hillel? I know the halacha is like Beis Hillel. There was a baskol that came down and said that halacha is like Beis Hillel. I don't need that. So the Gemara is going to give two different answers. How do I know it's two different answers? Because it says, Ibai's Ema, which means.
If you want to say.
You can say this, or you can say that. Ibai's Ema, if you want to, you can answer Kodem Baskel. That this Mishnah, the Gemara, is the Mishnah rather, the Mishnah, which or the Braisa, which says Halacha K'divrei Beis Hillel, that precedes the Baskel. And therefore, it wasn't so partial to everybody that Halacha was like Beis Hillel. Or, Ibai's Ema, La'achar Baskel, Rabbi Yoshua Hi Damarin Vashkechen V'Baskel. Maybe it was after the Baskel. But it's to placate Rabbi Yoshua, who doesn't believe in baskels. How do we know famously that Rabbi Yoshua doesn't believe in baskels? There's a famous story in the Gemara that shows us that Rabbi Yoshua doesn't believe in baskels. That was the debate with Rabbi Eliezer about Tanur Shel Achnai. Rashi probably says, "Bebab Metzia Perak Hazav Gabi Tanur Shachat Chulios Amar Rabbi Yeshua Vamar Eim Yishtamshin Bebaskol." That's the Lo B'Shamayim He. Right? The Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hurkanus, said that the halacha was like him, and if the halacha is like him, then the walls of the base medrash should start to fall in, right? You know the same story, and the water should flow upstream, and a baskal should come out and say the halacha is like me, and a baskal came out and said the halacha is like me, and Rabbi Yeshua said, we don't listen to a baskal, the halacha is ours. So Rabbi Yeshua is not going to buy halacha kebeis hillel from a baskal any more than he's going to buy halacha kebeis Eliezer. So the Gemara says those are your two options. Either it's before the baskal ever came out, but we believe in baskals, or it's after the baskal came out, but it's according to Rabbi Yehoshua. So you'd need to have some background in order to understand this Gemara, to know what they're talking about with Rabbi Yehoshua. You have to know the story. Okay, we'll stop there. You guys can go over this for a second, and then we'll go to the next part of the Gemara, the next mission in the Gemara. You're trying to find out why there's yayin?
We'll do this. Can you find it? I think it's better. I think there's a little bit of power. You want to read? I read.
No, you can read.
Okay. Moskva, like.
Heviu lefanov, metaba b'chazeret, an shemagia leparperet hapat. Heviu lefanov, matzah v'chazeret. Yeah, I'll get back to it. Heviu lefanov, matzah v'chazeret v'charoset, u'shnei tavshilin, af abishen charoset mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadok omer mitzvah ubemikdash ha'yemavin lefanav gufo shel Pesach. Let's go back over all this. It's a hard mission. Heviu lefanav mitabel b'chazeret ad shemagia leperet hapat. Mitabel means to dip, right? Here, for this we're going to use the Rashbam. Okay? The Rashbam is on the bottom. In the 10th parak of Pesachim, right, we have the Rashbam and Rashi. No, he dies in Baba Basra. For some reason, the Rashbam decided that he wanted to write on Pesachim as well, and the editors put him in. Made Pesachim a lot longer.
There's no Rashi?
There is a Rashi. Rashi's at the top. Okay. You have Rashi and his grandson, the Rashbam. Mm-hmm. Rashbam, you'll notice, writes quite a bit more than Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rashbam, we'll use the Rashbam over here. And Heviu Lefanov, the Rashbam says, okay, keep one finger on the Rashbam and one finger on the Gemara. That's what they tell you in school. The Rashbam is on the other side. The Rashbam is over here. This is Rashi up here. This is the Rashbam. It says the Rashbam right there. This is all Tosfos. You can tell because Tosfos is a long comment. The Rashbam is over here, and we're on the Mishnah. Yeah, there you go. The Rashbam says, "Hevi lefan of hayrakot achar shebirech al hayayin." What do we call that?
Kot, the appetite.
This is on Pesach. Pesach night. What do we call that? The rakot achar shebirech al hayayin. But what do we call that? Call that karpas. That's called karpas, right? Hayrakot achar shebirech al hayayin. Metabel b'chazeret. Okay, so Rashbam says, "Zeu lashon haGemara k'detanya le'el hashamish metabel b'bnei me'ayim lefi shekom achalama yedei tibul." Okay, we don't have to go into this whole thing, but they're gonna they it's a finger food. It's a finger food that they dipped into something, right? V'hai tibul lav b'charoses hu. We don't really have to get into all this, I guess, right now. But he's taking this chazeret. What's the chazeret? Some kind of vegetable. Okay, most likely lettuce. Some kind of vegetable that he's taking. Metabel b'chazeret ad shemagia leparperet hapat. Rashbam says, kodem sheyagia leota chazeret shehu ochel achar matzah. What's the chazeret that you eat after matzah?
Maror.
That's maror. Chazeret shehu ochel achar matzah shehu mevarech al achilat maror. Kidechliva matzah to marurim betechila matzah ve'achutach maror. Okay, that's the Rashbam giving us the background. So what happened? Hevi lefanav metabel b'chazeret ad shemagia leparperet hapat. Parperet hapat means an appetizer, really. Actually, it means or an appetizer or dessert. No, that's confusing. So you do tibul b'chazeret until you're going to get the parperet hapat, which is the maror later on. Hevi lefanav matzah v'chazeret v'charoset u'shnei tavshilin.
Vilafanov, I think according to the Rashbam and Rashi, one needs to say Vilafanov after he'd already made Kiddush.
Of course.
Or is it not relevant? Or is it not relevant to us now?
This is,
not
everything's in order now. The Mishnayot are in order. So this is after the first cup.
That's not how we do it.
Of course it's how we do it. Kiddush is the first thing we do.
First is Kiddush, then we say Maror.
Karpas. Then we say Karpas.
Karpas, which is...
But it's not Maror.
We don't.
We use a potato or something else. We dip it in salt water, but that's not. Yeah, but you don't do the. You're not.
But you don't put it in charos.
No, not yet.
No, we do it later. Salt water, right?
Right.
Okay, but metabel po is in. I think metabel b'chazeret maybe it's the other way around.
Metabel b'chazaret, meaning you use a chazaret to dip into something. You dip the chazaret into something.
A crudité.
Chazaret meaning...
That's the vegetable. It's the vegetable that you're going to dip into something. Wow, not the charoset. Not going to be the charoset. Yes, chazaret is a vegetable.
Okay, say it with two.
It's
going to
be your lettuce.
Your
lettuce. What did you say? Parsley, lettuce, potatoes.
Some people use bananas. People use bananas. Some people.
Maybe
yeah,
use a banana.
Mm-hmm.
Bananas, maybe.
Actually, we get the fact. Hayviel lefanav matzah. That's the next part. Vishnei tafshilin. What do we call that? Shulchan aruch. Af al bishein charoset mitzvah. And they bring him charoset even though it's not even a mitzvah. In other words, there's no mitzvah to eat charoset. The Gemara is going to enter this. Rabbi Lazar ben Sadok omer mitzvah. He says it is a mitzvah to have charoset. Okay? The Gemara ends by saying, Uba mikdash hayum avin lafanov gufo shel pesach. Then they would bring in front of him the actual pesach, which was really dessert. Right? As we learned before, korban pesach was dessert. That was afikomen. The afikomen was the korban pesach. Up until that, you're eating the chagiga. The meal was the chagiga. You brought two karbanos with you to the meal. You brought your chagiga, which was basically your meal, and you brought the karban pesach, which you didn't have that much of because you were sharing it with everybody, and that was just your dessert. That was your afikomen.
Take a whole sheep, and you're going to share it to a lot of people if you're only having a little dessert.
You can only have whatever. You had as much as you had.
But finish it all.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Try. The karban chagiga was which animal?
Anything. I don't think it was specific.
It was meat.
Yeah. Okay. So now we get into the Gemara. Turn the page over to the Gemara.
I'm not sure what are you trying to say.
This giving you the order. These Mishnayot in the 10th parak is telling you about the Seder. It's telling you about the Seder. This is the order of the way that things go. There's karpas. Right. You'll notice that all of the eating goes before Magid. That's how they used to do it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's much better.
The Rabbi Bella made a mention, I'm not sure. No, I don't think he did. I didn't. Rish Lakish. So what does Rish Lakish come along and say? Rish Lakish is an Amora, contemporary of Rav Yochanan.
Jumping on
it. He wasn't jumping. Okay. Rish Lakish Zos Omeres. Mitzvos Trichos Kavana. Rish Lakish looked at this Mishnah and he said, what do I get out of this Mishnah? I'll tell you what I get out of this Mishnah. That mitzvos need Kavana. That when you do a mitzvah, you need to have Kavana to do the mitzvah. That's what he saw when he looked at the Mishnah. You want to take a stab at how he saw that before we can get to the Gemara? Yeah? Let's see. Take a stab. Where? Oh, you're looking at Rashi. Okay, so explain.
Explain Rashi. It's easier to read the Rashbam. It's a bit longer. Mishum achi by treiti bule shema loynis kavin berishayim l'shem mara hoyil uberek olav v'opri ha'adoma k'shay yorokot the olma shahai ein adayin achidas matzah is mara l'vorek olav alachidas mara ad l'acha ha'mitzah. So we have a problem where you make the bracha or bracha you make a karpas you make a adoma. And then afterwards, when you have the mara, mitzvah tzich kavana, and your mitzvah is not on the carpet, your mitzvah is on. You do make a bracha on the mara; it's a separate bracha.
You know what? Before we look at the Rashbam or the Rashi, let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain the Rish Lakish. The Gemara says, "I'm Rish Lakish. Those are mitzvah tzich kavana. This mission tells me that mitzvahs need a kavana when you do them. Kevan delo beidan chayuva demarer hu daachilei." Babore priha adama huda achile v'dilma. So what's the rationale? The rationale is when you eat the karpas, what are you eating? You're eating chazaret, right? Which is the same thing you're going to eat later for the mara, right? But did you fulfill the mitzvah mara when you ate it?
No,
because you're going to do it later, and you're going to make a bracha on it, right?
Well, you don't intend.
Exactly, which shows the only way that you wouldn't be mekayim that is if you didn't have kavana. Exactly, because if you had kavana to be the only explanation for why the only explanation for why you'd be eating maror later and being mekayim the mitzvah later is that you didn't mekayim it now.
which shows that one has to have.
Which shows that the only reason
you didn't have
a dispute when you have it, so you do both.
Oh, an option. So Amr Shlach is also my mitzvah to chas kafana. Kevin de lobi then chayuv then baro the achilei bavrei per adam ahu the achilei. Okay, so now let's look at the Rashbam. Mishum hachi bai trei tibuli shem aloni skaven barishon l'shem marer. Hoel ubirech alav borei pri ha'adama, kishar yirakos da'alma. Sharei eina dain achilas mitzvahs marer, levarech alav al achilas marer, ad la'achar ha'matzah. Because he's not going to make a bracha of achilas marer, because it's not time for it yet. Right? According to the Rashbam and Rashi, why do you need to do two tibulim? Why do you need to do once now and once later? Because the one that you did now, apparently, didn't cover you for maror. Why didn't it cover you for maror? Because you didn't have kavana. But if you had had kavana, it would have been covering you. Now, if you didn't need kavana for mitzvahs, would you need to do tibulim? No, because you'd finish with the first one.
Maybe they're two different mitzvahs.
Meaning karpas is its own mitzvah?
Yeah.
So let's see. So the Gemara says, vidilma. What's vidilma? Well, first let's go over the words, by the way. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana, right? De kaven de lo beidon chiyuva de maraho. What does that mean?
Since he's not yet in the situation where he's chayiv on the maraho.
Beidon means the time. It's not beidon chiyuva de maraho.
When's the time?
After the matzah. But anyways, not now. Kaven de lo beidon chiyuva de maraho de achilei. Well, it doesn't matter because the point is that they know that it's later because it says that it's later. Right? In other words, it says that he's going to have the chazaret later. Kevin de lo beidin chiyuva de mara hu de achilei. It was not the time for mara when he eat it. Borei pri adama hu de achilei. He only made a borei pri adama. So the Gemara says, v'dilma, maybe, no. Maybe, lo ichven le mara hilkach ba'i le mahader lat bule le shem mara.
He won't have intention to make the bracha on the mara.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. I want to say I misread before. I stopped where I shouldn't have stopped. This whole thing is Rish Lakish. Dilma lo ichvin the mara hilkach bay lemahadir lat bule l'shem mara. And maybe the whole point is he didn't have in mind for mara, and that's why later on he has to do it again. Dilma lo ichvin the mara. Hilkach bay lemahader latbule. He has to go back lemahader to go back latbule to dip again. L'shem marer. That's why he has to go back and do it again. Deisal kadaitach still ish lakish. Because if you thought mitzvah lo baya kavana, if it wouldn't need kavana, lam lechatrei tibule. Hatabule chadazimna.
Would be sufficient to do it once.
He did it already. He already did it once. That's
once,
the period over there. That's Reish Lakish's proof.
Reish Lakish is saying, if
that's what Reish Lakish sees in that mission.
Yes.
It says, I see that you have to have Kavona, otherwise you wouldn't have had to do it twice.
Precisely. He's assuming, though, that if you had had Kavona for the first one, there's no other explanation for
you wouldn't be able to make the bracha the second time if you'd already...
You'd already fulfilled the mitzvah.
You'd already fulfilled it.
But we know that it's not a waste.
What brachot?
You didn't say brachot
after the fact. On matzah. Matzah you can do. Yeah. I think matzah. What
exactly? What exactly? What do you mean?
Shema, these kind of things.
You need kavana for those things.
But if you said them, you're okay.
Kavana, in this case, doesn't mean like concentration. That's not what kavana means here. Kavana means here, I know that I'm now fulfilling a mitzvah. That's all it means. You don't have to be thinking about the meaning of the mitzvah. You don't have to be thinking about what it does in the upper worlds. You don't even have to be thinking about what the Torah says about the mitzvah. You just have to be thinking to yourself, I'm doing this for the sake of a mitzvah. So when you're eating that potato or that banana or that parsley, you're thinking to yourself, with this parsley, I hereby perform a mitzvah.
Which mitzvah
perform? Marah.
That's later.
So what happens if you did it? What happens if you did it early? What happens if you use parsley for both karpas and marah? Use the same thing, right? the beginning of the meal, you use the parsley for karpas. Then later on, you're going to dip it and you're going to use it for maror. So the Gemara says, why are you doing that? Must be that the first time you ate the parsley, you weren't thinking, I'm going to do maror. But what if you did? What if the first time you ate parsley, you said, you know what, I'm going to save time. I'm going to have the maror now. Skip over this whole karpas thing. We're going to have the maror now. Rish Lakish says, of course that would have worked. So it must be that the only reason why you're not doing that is you didn't have kavanah to do it the first time. So, no, of course not. So the Gemara is going to continue and says, maybe this is not a good proof. Mimai. Where do you get that? Where do you get that from? Dilma, maybe, la'ola mitzvos ein tzrichas kavanah. Mitzvos don't need kavanah. Udkamarta tre tibule lamali. And you asked, why do you need two tibulim? Ki heche dilihave hekera latinokos. Why do you have two tibulim? So that children will notice that things are amiss.
And ask questions.
In other words, the purpose of that first tibul was not for maror. It was only for, well, actually, no. You know what? I don't want to jump the gun and say that that's what the Gemara is saying. Let's look at Rashbam and see what is, actually the Rashbam doesn't say anything. So it's up to us to figure out what the Gemara means. I think that the Gemara means that the first one has nothing to do with maror. It's only there in order to interest the children. Of course, you could read it a different way. What other way could you read it?
That's what Rashi says, by the way.
Okay, good. But you could, of course, read it that's going on the second one. It would be radical. But you could say that, no, you're right. You were mekayim the mitzvah of maror. It'd be too hard because you don't make the bracha then. So I assume that that's what it means. It means that the first time you did it, you were only doing it the hekeru l'tinokos. Of course, the reason is still, but why couldn't that cover you? Let's say you did the action. If mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah, so that should have covered you.
In actual fact, you could have said, "Murei pei adama, the achilat maror." One brokhi.
You could, in theory, you could. But the Gemara seems to be assuming at this point, ki hecha d'lihavi hekerol tinokos, that that doesn't work. It would never work. You would never be able to do maror. But then the Gemara immediately says, "Oh yeah." Maybe you'll ask me. Maybe we should not use the same vegetable for both. It can be confusing. What would I think? If the Mishnah had said, for the first thing, have a tapuach adama, which they probably didn't know about, have a tapuach adama, and then later on, have the chazeret, what would you have said? You would have said, yeah. If you have two different kinds of vegetables, then you should do that. But what if you don't? What if you only have parsley? Then maybe you don't do the karpas. Maybe you don't do that, because what a ridiculous thing. You're using the same vegetable here and using the same vegetable there. What a ridiculous thing. So you'd say that's not what the Mishnah would have meant. So the Mishnah has to teach you, no, that is what it means. I ashma inon, if it would have said shar yirakos, it would have mentioned other yirakot for the first thing. Hava amina, I would have initially thought, hecha de'ika shar yirakos hu de'inon tre tibule, where there are other vegetables at the table, that's when, be'inan, I need two tibulim. Aval chazeret l'chuda, but when I only have chazeret alone, only one type of vegetable at the table, lo ba'itre tibule, I would say, I don't need two tibulim, I only need to do maror later. Kamash malan. Therefore, comes to teach us that no. Kamash malan, the Mishnah says, that in fact, even if you have only one, vegetable, you would still do it twice. Not like that. In other words, the Gemara over here is explaining a strange anomaly of the Mishnah by explaining that if it had been different, then you would have read the Mishnah otherwise. This Mishnah is telling you two halachot. It's telling you that if you have two vegetables, you do karpas and you do maror. And also, if you only have one vegetable, you still do karpas and you do maror. In both cases. So then,
I felt
That just gives you the reasoning again. The reason why we do two tibulim, even with just chazaret, is because we want to make sure that we have a hekera latinokot. We want to keep the kids engaged. V'od tanya, achlan d'mai yatsa, achlan b'lo miskaven yatsa, achlan l'chatzayin yatsa. These are three different cases. One is a case, this is a brisa, okay? A brisa that they're quoting that says, if you were to eat the vegetables, demai, I think these are the vegetables. Yeah. If you were to eat the vegetables, if they were demai, you know what demai is? Demai is suffik teva. Okay. I'm not sure. It's dot mai. I don't know whether it has, chuma and maisos have been taken from it yet. So it's only, it's asr midarabanan. It's not asr midaraisa. So, achlan demai yatsa. It actually works because it's only a suffix, and therefore it's actually good in terms of using it for the mitzvah. Achlan below miskaven yatsa. If you ate it without having kavana, you're yotze. Achlan lechatzain yatsa. Achlan lechatzain means over here, chatzi zayit bepam rishon vechatzi zayit bepam sheni. In other words, you ate a little bit now, and then a little bit later, they could be combined, but not in a short enough amount of time. You're also yatsa. So what are they going to say from this? They're going to say, look, achlan bo miskaven yatsa. That's a raya against Rabbi Rish Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Ubilvad shelo yisha ben achil lachaver. This is going on the achlan lachatzayin. Ubilvad shelo yisha ben achil lachaver tayotu mechte achil lapras. That means that if you eat two halves of half kazesim, right? If you would eat one now and one 20 minutes from now, that wouldn't work. It only works if you eat one now and one in about within 3 minutes. Basically, you have to have the full kazais within kedei achilas pras, which is generally 3 minutes. But all three of these cases, you don't say. Tanaihi. So the Gemara says, okay, it's not a complete rejection of Reish Lakish. It seems to be a good proof against Reish Lakish, but it's not completely. Why? Because it's a Tanai. So this is a hard word in Gemara because it doesn't mean what it should mean. What's a Tanai? No. That's Hebrew. This is like Tanai, basically. What it means is, Tanaihi means it's a Tanaic machlokas. Okay? The Gemara is going to use this whenever you have an Amora who is being rejected by a Mishnah, which you usually call a Meisiv, right? Whenever you have such a case where an Amora is being rejected by a higher authority, so if they can find another Mishnah or a Brisa that holds like him, so they'll say, no problem, it's a Tanai. There's a Tanu who disagrees with him, and there's a Tanu who agrees with him. It's all okay. So here it's going to do that. Tanai. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer, Ava Bishativa Bachazeres, Mitzvah Lahavi Lafan of Chazeret Vecharoset, Ushne Tavshilin. So they're first just going to quote the Brisa and then they're going to explain how it supports Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yosi says that even though they already dipped with the Chazeret, right? Nevertheless, Mitzvah Lahavi Lafan of Chazeret Vecharoset, Ushne Tavshilin, even though he already did Karpas, nevertheless, you still have to do the maror again later on. Mimai. Vakati mimai. Why do you have to do that? Dilma kasav rabbi yosi mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana. Vahay debi in entrei tibule. Ki hechad et tihavi. Hekeir letinokot. Maybe, that, as we explained the Mishnah, maybe rabbi yosi says this because you need to do two dips so that you can have a hekeir for the tinokos. And he's still consistent with the idea that mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana. Im kain, gotcha. My mitzvah. My shnei tavshilin. Why does it say that there is a mitzvah and there's shnei tavshilin?
That's for the tinukot, shnei tavshilin.
What?
My mitzvah, my shnei tavshilin. That's the same question. Im kain, my mitzvah, my shnei tavshilin. That's the question.
So Rashbam says, it should have said, Mitzvah lahavi, klomer mitzvah lahavi min haTorah. Dekati lokiyim mitzvah achilas mara. Ho v'lo niskavim mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Ihachi my mitzvah lahavi. Mivin havi lemisni. It shouldn't say that there's a mitzvah to do it. See, the Gemara seems to be assuming not like what we said before. Gemara seems to be assuming that the first time he did it, that was the mitzvah. The second time he does it, that's the hekira letinokos. Because mitzvah ain't shichas kavana. So of course the first time he did it, he was mekayim it. Mm-hmm. Nowhere in the Gemara do you see anything about order. That, oh, you can't do the maror first. Didn't say that. Mm-hmm. So to go back on what we said before, what this means is that, what's the hekira letinokos? When does that occur?
Time.
The second time, right?
Let's see, you dip it
once. The Gemara has not said anything about when we make the bracha. Now, we know that this can't be, because we know when we make the bracha, right?
But the heker of the Tanakh is also matpilin. We say, man, it's done with the fact that we're bechla dipping, so it's another
heker. Beseder. But the fact that we're doing it twice is also heker. But the point is going to be that the Gemara at this point is assuming that it's the first time you did the mitzvah. If it's the first time that you did the mitzvah, then why does it say mitzvah lahavi the second time? Look at what it says for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Afalpi shetiva b'chazeres, mitzvah lahavi lefanav chazeret." Even though he already was tovel with chazeret, even he already did it, mitzvah lahavi lefanav chazeret. What does that mean? That means that even though he already did it, and if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, then what did he do? He didn't even need kavana. So what did he do? Which he did it already maror. Then why does it say that there's a mitzvah lahavi lefanav? There's no mitzvah to bring. There's hakira letinokos, but that's not a mitzvah lahavi lefanav. There's no mitzvah like midoraita to bring him a second set of chazeret, a second set of maror. So
maybe he holds the two separate mitzvahs.
What's two separate mitzvahs?
One's karpas and one's maror. Maybe there's two separate mitzvahs.
Okay, the Gemara doesn't have that yet. The Gemara doesn't have yet the idea that the maror can't be done yet at this point.
Okay.
You have two options. You have either that the karpas is being done for whatever reason and is being done without kavana, and therefore you're not mekayim maror, or, and that's why you have to do it later, or that you don't need kavana. So you like it or not, we're mekayim the mitzvah maror the first time, mm-hmm. and the second time was just the hekir letinokos. The Gemara is pointing out Rabbi Yossi cannot hold that latter view. He can't say that the second time is hekir letinokos because he calls it a mitzvah. In kain my mitzvah. My Shneitav Shilin, what's that talking about? So that has to be Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yossi is like Reish Lakish. Because Rabbi Yossi must hold that what?
You have to have
kavana. Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. And that's Reish Lakish. Amar Rav Huna. Okay, that's it. That's the end of that section of the Gemara. And keep going. It's going to talk about the what Mara has to be. But that's what happened. When I said my shnei tavshilin, I went too far. It said imkein my mitzvah. That's all. Imkein my mitzvah. That's going to be that proves that Reish Lakish is supported by Rabbi Yossi. Okay, why don't you guys give a shot at this? Do you have any time?
Yeah,
we have some time. Give a shot at this. This is a little bit harder.